Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the legal side of governmental land grabbing in just a moment.
Hi friends, Harry Birdwell for the Oklahoma School Land Commission. Do you need land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? This October, state school land will be leased for farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 575 tracts in 36 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease. On Tuesday, October 23rd at 10 a.m., we'll be in Enid at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, where 96 tracts in Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, and Kingfisher counties will be leased. For more details, go to clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases benefit Oklahoma public education.
Over the weekend, the U.S. Senate confirmed Brett Kavanaugh to be our newest justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Unfortunately, there's a couple of cases that were argued this past week before the eight justices of the U.S. Supreme Court that Kavanaugh will not have a chance to weigh in on regarding government and their ability to grab land from private landowners. According to Mary Thomas Hart, National Cattlemen Beef Association's Deputy Environmental Counsel, this case involved a Pennsylvania landowner, a small landowner, having to argue in multiple venues or various levels of courts in order to try to save her land from being taken away by the government.
Nick V. Scott looked at the Williamson County Doctrine, which is a judicial standard that requires a landowner to go through state court before bringing a constitutional takings claim in federal court. Now, takings, or a constitutional taking, occurs when the government takes a landowner's property or impairs its utility. Under the Fifth Amendment, the government is allowed to take property as long as the landowner is justly compensated. Now, just compensation is a totally different conversation, and we could spend hours or days talking about just compensation. But the Supreme Court on Wednesday considered a different issue in the takings world. We all know that court isn't cheap, and often a landowner uses up all their resources before they even get to federal court. So is it reasonable for the federal government to require property owners to litigate their cases in multiple court systems? We don't think so. So that's why NCBA submitted a brief in support of Rosemary Nick, arguing that a landowner should not have to go through state court before bringing a constitutional takings claim in federal court.
Also this last week, minus Justice Kavanaugh, the eight justices heard a case involving Weyerhaeuser and a tiny frog down in Louisiana, Mississippi.
The case, entitled Weyerhaeuser v. Fish and Wildlife, considered when the federal government has power to expand Endangered Species Act critical habitat to private property. Specifically, this case involved the dusky gopher frog, which is found exclusively in Mississippi. But in 2012, the federal government designated 1,500 acres in Louisiana as critical habitat, which stifled economic development with no benefit to the frog's population. This kind of limitless federal power could significantly impact private property owners, including cattle producers, across the country.
Now, in both of these cases, they will be decided by the eight justices and not by the newest justice just confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Brett Kavanaugh.
Unfortunately, if these cases end in a 4-4 vote, the property owners will lose because the lower courts have sided with the federal government. And then in Ms. Nick's case, this is the first time her case has ever been heard. So she doesn't have a lower court precedent to fall back on. So a 4-4 vote is a loss for the property owner. Judge Kavanaugh can't go back and listen to previous cases from before his confirmation, so he can't decide on cases that were heard before his confirmation vote. So these cases will only receive the vote of eight justices.
Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Mary Thomas Hart. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.